MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. Declining count of drilling rigs in Texas reaches eighth straight week, and counts in the Permian Basin and New Mexico were unchanged. Lee County up 1 to 51, and Eddy County down 1 to 36 in New Mexico continue to lead the Permian and make up 87 of the 95 rigs in New Mexico. Texas reported 240 rigs, which is down 2 for the past week and down 34 from 274 a year ago. Being able to speak and understand English is a requirement for truck drivers across the country. But there are three states, including New Mexico, now at risk for losing federal funding for not taking drivers out of a service who don't speak English.
Making sure drivers of very heavy 80,000 pound rigs can speak the language is truly a critical safety issue. We are going to give these states 30 days to come into compliance with truck drivers speaking proficiently the English language, or we're going to look at federal funding that they receive under the Motor Carrier Safety Assistance Program.
Said U.S. Department of Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy. The other two states not in compliance are California and Washington. Duffy says the driver who caused a deadly crash in Florida earlier this month and killed three people received his CDL in Washington and California. He says before that crash, law enforcement in New Mexico pulled him over and didn't take his truck out of service, which is a violation of an order signed in May requiring truck drivers who don't meet the department standard to be removed from the road.
It's not just about saying we have some obscure rule that we want them to comply with that truck drivers speak English proficiently. This is about keeping people safe on the road.
And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.